It's time to join the revolution. Bastiani Arms is still carrying quality billet AR lower receivers. Rifle season is here, and Bastiani Arms has the Remington 597 rimfire rifles in stock. Or how about the Rock Island Armory 45 caliber 1911 compacts? Looking for handguns? See the SIG 239 40 caliber or the CAR PM9 and CW9, the smallest handgun allowed to conceal in California. Looking to earn your CCW? First Tactical Defense is located inside Bastiani Arms, and instructor Seth Stoke has over 20 years in firearms experience. CCW classes and renewals, women's only CCW classes, NRA courses or private instruction and hunter's education. The holidays will be here shortly. With a limited supply in the firearms business, now is the time to shop. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading, or call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind all the deer hunters we have the 2 to 5 gallon propane bottles ready to go. With winter just around the corner, keep those kerosene tanks on the top side. Our delivery drivers are out everywhere. If you see one of them in your neighborhood and you need fuel, give us a call right away. Maybe we can top you off. If you're thinking of upgrading to a new heater, give Johnny a call. And remember, we do take trade-ins. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com for CFN, fleet-wide, fuel man card lock needs. If you've been looking at the lawnmower and the weed eater like you're going to lock them in the tool shed, be sure to fill them up with ethanol-free 93 before you do. It'll save you a lot of grief come spring. Northern Lights Energy for ranchers, farmers, construction and loggers, and just regular folks. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. You have joined We the People Radio without my co-host, Elizabeth Woodward. This is Aaron Ryan. I'm here with Bob Martin. Bob, can you be Elizabeth and you today?
I'll be Elizabeth and me till further notice, sure.
Right on. Maybe she's getting a ticket this morning like I did that time.
I hope not.
She should have called in. I should check my phone.
Got a little concerned.
I know. It's weird because I'm always the last dog.
She's usually here before you. Yeah.
I know. Anyway, so, here at We the People, the most exciting part of the show is us getting here. We try to make that as fun as possible for you. Or annoying, depending on whether or not you like to be early or late. So let's see. We air every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. We do topics, dealing with fiscal responsibility, limited government, following the Constitution, which pretty much leaves the door open to everything. We've done lots of topics on land use, actually. We will be joined by Dave Hodges today from the Common Sense Show. If you want to call in at any point during the show, it's the number is 530-605-4567. And I hope you join us on the chat room. Last week, seriously, it was gut-bustingly funny. Sometimes the chat room is really funny, even though we have a serious topic, so don't let the topic slow you down. To get to the chat.
By gut-bustingly funny, she means stuff that we couldn't say on the air.
Exactly. The kind of stuff that made you laugh inappropriately while the guest was talking about something serious. Small woodland.
You people are out of control.
Small woodland creatures. So anyway, if you go to wethepeopleradio.us, that page that Robert Exter has put together for us every week, got another good one today, and you can click the Listen Live button, and that'll take you directly to the chat room. It'll also take you to the archive of previous shows. We've done tons of different stuff. I really hope you use it as a resource. That was our goal. We thought, well, you know, we could talk about when we started this 3 years ago. Yeah, 3 years ago. We decided, well, we could do all sorts of different things, but there's so much online. We're bombarded with so much information all the time, so we well, we'll try to bring you stuff that you wouldn't hear in the mainstream media and let you get the whole story, not just, you know, sound bites and a lot of talking by us. So we don't ever try to be the expert on everything. We go find those people and have them chat with you. So let's see.
So what's happening at the tea party tomorrow night?
Well, I was just going to say we already have the inappropriate engine who's in the chat room. So it's going to be another one of those days. I do hope, and our friend from Colfax is there. Oh, that's always fun and frivolity. So it should be action packed. With Dave today, we're talking about all sorts of stuff. We got, the death of the American economy, always cheerful. He writes articles, lots of articles. He also produces a radio program. And I'll tell you a little bit about Dave before we pull him on here. He has a BA in sociology and American history from the University of Denver. And and mental health counseling at the University of Phoenix. Okay, I knew he did that. I didn't know about the other part. Dave's an instructor in psychology, sociology, statistics, and U.S. history. He's also an instructor for the Maricopa Community College District in Phoenix and a faculty member at Grand Canyon University with dual enrollment as a psychology instructor at Deer Valley High School, in which high school students earn college credits from taking his class. I know Dave does tons of politics in his sociology too, which is fun, and psychology. So he's got a kind of a fun mix, lots of good information. He's as good in print as he is in the spoken word. So we hope you'll plug in with us all morning here. And if you can't, it archives pretty quick. You can always listen to the show after the fact. And, I was talking to Dave last night, as a matter of fact, about all the stuff that goes on up here, all, you know, in Northern California, the reason that people want the state of Jefferson and are willing to, press their elected officials for withdrawal petitions. And he was asking me, well, why are you guys doing that? So I started talking to him about all the different things that are going on, all the issues with all of the land use and the water and the frogs and the fish and the, you know, you name it. And so I think we're going to do some series with him on the land use issues from our area with the Common Sense Show. You can find them at thecommonsenseshow.com. All right. I think I remembered all the business stuff, and I was actually, frankly, stalling for time till Elizabeth got here, but apparently, you know, she takes care of other people's dogs, so maybe she was dog tired today.
Could be a dog issue, yeah. Could be.
Something could be dogging her. Oh, we could just go. There's Dave's number if you want to call it.
Thank you. So, tea party
tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow's hodgepodge night. Let's see. We are.
But it won't include Hodges.
No, it won't include Dave Hodges, although we did have a hodgepodge show with him a while back. No, tomorrow night, Monday in Reading, we've got a variety of stuff. I really do have to go get my list because it's like four different people. So anyway, I'll go grab that list on the break, and we'll do that at a different time. But it'll be fun, and I think you'll like it. We got a lot done last week. We really utilized our breakout groups last week. So for those of you that are a little more hands-on, want kind of more project-oriented, work in smaller chunks of people so that you can say more and learn more about specifics, that's what we've been gearing towards. So we hope you will join us. That's every Monday night in Reading, 6 o'clock, Destiny Fellowship Church. We rent that from them. They're awesome people, and we love helping them, and we're grateful, man. We've been there for like almost three years, actually. We started in a jewelry shop and a pizza parlor and worked our way to the Holiday Inn and then moved our way to Destiny Fellowship and never had to leave. So that was kind of great. So anyway, good deal for the folks down there. All right. Take a swift break, huh? And then we'll come right back. We'll be joined by Dave Hodges. I think you guys will like it. We always call Dave's episodes scare the crap out of your radio, so we hope not to disappoint. We'll see you in 2 minutes here at We the People Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Time is truly wasting. There's no guarantee. Smile is an amazing. We gotta fight the powers that be. I don't understand that. People wanna say yeah. Those that got the answer.
Here we are, back at Funky Radio. You can't have too much Funky Radio first thing on Sunday morning. Or maybe you can, I don't know. Oh, you're joining We the People Radio. My co-host Elizabeth, I think, was actually dog-tired, as I postulated earlier. Sometimes joking is true. Bob called her, and she's on her way. So, you know, we'll get back to the, you know, when we come back on the air, Elizabeth does that part. I don't ever do that part, so I don't ever remember all the stuff. What am I leaving out, Bob? Let's see.
I don't know. We can find blame NSA for tampering with her alarm clock.
Yes. I like that. So you can join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. You can call us on the phone, but don't do it right before the top of the hour. Number's 530-605-4567. And that's pretty much the good stuff. Monday night, I told you I'd go get my note. So Monday night at the tea party at 6 o'clock, that's tomorrow night, we're going to hear from Commander Jim Gibson. He has a... I don't know if it's about the Navy or if it's about the veterans stuff around here. I saw him at the opening of our veterans home on Friday. So he has an announcement to make. We have Ken White from One Safe Place. We're coordinating a lot of different services under one roof. So that's a good thing to know. Ken's going to come tell us about that. We have Gary Cadd is going to talk to us from City Council about something. I didn't actually write down their topics, but it'll be City Council related. And then... we have Andrew Meredith from one of the unions. I'm not sure which union he is, but the unions are bugged about this issue with the property on McConnell Foundation and all that jazz and the numbers and, how the city's going to get paid for it and all that. So folks in town, if you've been paying attention to that issue, we're going to talk about that tomorrow night from a lot of different vantage points.
Andrew's been on Free Fire Radio before. He's a good guest.
Yeah, and what union is he?
I can't remember.
I could pick him out of a lineup, but I don't know what union he's with.
So, one of our local unions.
So anyway, because people always say, well, what are we doing talking to the ACLU? Why do we have the union? You know, why would we have someone from the union in? Hey, at the end of the day, if they're on the same side we are, we don't have to be on the same side for everything in the universe, but if we're on the same side on something or they've got info that we think our folks need, obviously that makes sense. So anywho, we'll be doing that tomorrow. So it's kind of our guest list. All right, Mr. Hodges. Now we got all of our, falder all out of the way, all the little announcements and all that jazz. So now we can delve in. We got your article on the front page, Dave. The death of the American economy. You want to start there or talk about something different?
Dave?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, hey, there you are.
You guys are really coming through faintly.
Really?
I don't know if it's possible to get a little more volume on your end.
Oh, whoops.
I hear your lovely voices, but I'm having a hard time making out the words. But it's great to be on the great state of Jefferson. Thanks for having me on this morning.
I know, we're just like, we can almost touch it from here. We should be in the middle of it, but we haven't declared that yet. I'm looking forward to getting you some guests for that because it's a great topic. It's really timely. People are frustrated. And you know the thing I didn't tell you last night about the Jefferson movement? You know who is the most excited about it?
No, tell me.
The 20-somethings. You know, people 35 and under. Very, very captivating for the younger people. Which you wouldn't think. You'd think it's just a bunch of, they've always play us in the media like we're just a bunch of grumpy old people, but younger folks are very, very interested in that.
They found out what their insurance is going to cost.
Too much fluoride in our systems for those of us over the age of 35.
Yeah.
We're just too passive on that World War II jet fuel.
Just say no to the jet fuel? Is that the deal?
Yeah, just say no. But, yeah, a lot's going on. I've been really devouring everything I can on the great state of Jefferson. I've actually posted something on my website, oh, gosh, 3 weeks ago maybe, when I first heard about it. And I made some phone calls. You see, being a former college basketball coach, I got a little bit of reach into different communities. So I've called some people, been referred to people, and of course, Aaron and I had that wonderful prolonged discussion, and please apologize to your husband for me for making his dinner late.
No, his dinner was on time because he's the cook.
To me, because you know what I think? I think that if we ever have the next shot heard round the world, it's going to be in Northern California and or Southern Oregon or both, because these people are being left without options.
Yeah, and we've watched this for a while now, which was part of the reason that this show, I mean, when you look back on our topics, that's really what we've covered over the last 3 years. And I've had people say, oh, this stuff is happening all over the country and all that. But when you really lay it out, like when I was telling you last night, they always arrive at the same conclusion. Like, holy cow, how could all that be happening in one place?
Well, you're a beta test up there for the rest of the country. They are figuring out how to coordinate federal agencies in an attempt to drive people off their land because they want pristine wilderness. They want the rest of us in their 11 megacities, each consisting of 6 million people. Got to wonder where they're going to put the rest. And this is all in their Agenda 21 literature that everyone can go to UN.org and read about. And this is what I see going on up there. This is all classic Agenda 21. And I came across, after we talked last night, Aaron, the most interesting video, and it included, oh gosh, her name has jumped out of my head now. Bennett, Mrs. Bennett, that's on one of the county board of supervisors up there.
Oh, Grace Bennett.
Yeah, Grace Bennett. She was talking about Agenda 21, and she nailed it. And these people nailed it. And that little salmon fish, I did some research on their claims, and they were right. The salmon fish doesn't want to be inland 100 or so miles. They want to be near the coast. They're not indigenous to that area. So, excuse me, it's just all a plot to get people off their land.
Well, like I told you before, the coho salmon, you know, is the excuse for all this stuff. But at the end of the day, you can buy coho salmon at Costco in Redding. So,
yeah,
you know, you can't buy any other endangered species at Costco. I looked. You know, no tiger meat, no baby seal oil, you know. You can't get any of that, but you can buy coho salmon, and it's like, well, those aren't wild. Well, it might be interesting to note that, you know, when you really run the DNA and all that, the people who know that kind of thing, there's no difference.
Well, let me speak a little bit to the underlying philosophy just for a moment, and then we'll get into the reasons why I'm sure you brought me on today. But if you look at people like David Spangler, who's still with the UN, and he was one of the founding fathers of radical environmentalism with the UN, he basically says that no one will come into the New World Order without pledging a Luciferian pledge. And he's quite emphatic about it. I've used his quote several times to try to discredit these people. And this is the underlying philosophy. And I think what people really fail to understand when they're battling against Agenda 21, what the philosophical mindset is of these people. Traditional Judaic Christian view says the earth is run by God, followed by man, fowl, fish, and then the land. But under Agenda 21, they flip that paradigm. They take God out entirely. Man's on the bottom, and it's animal, fish, land, and we're at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the salmon can take precedence over individual human beings. This is an anti-human type of philosophy. And if people understand that philosophy, then all of a sudden what they're doing to you is making sense.
But I was reading some accounts after we got off the phone last night about people talking about being flooded out when they destroy the four dams along the Klamath River. And I can't believe for the life of me that if this happens and you have mass ruination of an entire region of the country, that people aren't going to take up arms against these federal types that trespass upon their properties to enforce this tyranny. I think that this area that you're in is a real potential hotspot.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because you have the California government, who is obviously, you know, our own representatives are good, but they're completely out, you know, outgunned in the legislature by the folks that cover the urban areas. So I was talking to you about the fire tax, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They pass policies and things that affect people who live in rural areas disproportionate from the folks that live in the urban areas. So by doing that, you know, they you know, maintain power. So we have a Democrat supermajority. They cover all the urban areas. So putting a tax or a fee or whatever they want to call it, and it's a tax, on folks that live in rural areas, they're not going to pay for that, you know, politically. They're not going to get any pushback for that. Banning lead ammunition, you know, banning all these different types of firearms. You know, we've got the most restrictive, and I guess I should do some homework, but if not the most restrictive, we're creeping up on it, gun laws in the country, you know. And that doesn't really affect the people in the cities. It should, you know, found out 2 weeks ago they're buying pizza through bulletproof glass in Oakland. I mean, that might be a clue that your policy isn't working. But, yeah, there's a lot going on. So we don't get any help from the state. The feds kind of pile on. And what we're seeing in, like up in Siskiyou County, is a lot of transfer of money. You know, the state doesn't have it, but the feds print their own, right? Which kind of was part of your article for today. So you
have
Fish and Wildlife giving grants to Fish and Game to do things. So it's just, you know, they're all kind of working. We've got Highway Patrol. Let's see. Other interesting things we have going on. Let's see. Highway Patrol. If they pull you over up on Highway 97 between Weed and the Klamath Falls, city of Klamath Falls, Oregon. So it's a kind of a, I mean, it's a long, you know, long straight stretch of road for the most part. And Highway Patrol actually gets Fish and Game to search the vehicles. So if they pull you over on that vehicle, they'll likely detain you long enough to get a game warden there because they have broader search authority.
What are they searching for?
Who the heck knows? You know, it's like, oh, well, we suspect.
My advice to all the good people up there, make them get a warrant.
Well, when you get down to Fish and Game, you see if they suspect that you have, you know, whatever, something that they're allowed to search for, they have very broad authority. So there's a lot of tag teaming going on with things like that. Now you look at on the legitimate side, of course, you know, the law enforcement guys are out of money. They're pressed, so they have to utilize these other folks to keep order and to actually take care of real criminals, because it's not like we don't have them. So it's this weird balance that seems to constantly be sort of tipping the wrong direction. I had some people, they're ranchers, they live out way outside of Doris, out in the middle of nowhere, and they're driving home on, you know, what amounts to slightly more than a dirt road, and they get pulled over. You know, what do you guys, and guess why they got pulled over? It was late. It was late at night. What are you doing out here? They're like, we're on our way home. I mean, two people, you know, that are 70 years old. What are you doing out here? Driving? Did we break the law? Well, no, I just want to know what you're doing out here. That's pretty weird. And we have a lot of that.
And maybe that good police officer's never heard of something called probable cause to pull someone over.
Yeah, just, you know, who knows? I mean, okay, if, you know, don't want to be... you know, on the other side, maybe there's something.
This is a whole different topic we could maybe do another day. And I've covered this extensively. The police have had millions, if not billions, actually billions of dollars spent on them by Homeland Security to federalize the police forces. And, of course, it's a move to, if we do go into rebellion, to try to use our own police against us. So that can be the only explanation. Why else would DHS arm them with armored personnel carriers, billion rounds of ammunition, automatic weapons. This is going on all across the country. So they're adopting, since this has been happening, the incidences of police brutality and abuse have skyrocketed in this country.
Yeah. Well, we're watching, I can't think of the guy's name, but he did a really, really good article, The Militarization of Our Police Force. And his name just escapes me, but it was a terrific article. And he talked about all the things that we see, you know, why are they wearing camo? Why do they have military style, you know, vehicles? You know, the city of Yreka with all 7,300 people in it has an armored vehicle. Like, well, that's kind of weird.
Interesting. Yeah. And this is going on all over it. And Phoenix just got M16s and, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to come on to shed light on this. And speaking of shedding light, to go into a segue, do you know what's going to happen on November 13th?
No, but hold that thought, because if we don't take a break, we're going to have them all like 3 minutes apart. I just noticed what time it is. I was having so much fun chatting with you. I forgot we weren't just on the phone. We'll be right back with you in 2 minutes. We are being joined by Dave Hodges this morning from the Common Sense Show here at KCNR, 1460 AM.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Did you know that 1 in 5 women will be assaulted sometime in their life, and that college-aged women are 4 times more likely to be assaulted? Enter Damsel in Defense. Damsel in Defense has a fun and sassy line of personal safety products like stun guns, pepper sprays, and personal alarms designed for women. To see the Damsel in Defense products, to have a home personal safety party of your own, or to start your own damsel career, call Elizabeth at 530-605-7501.
With fall looming, it's time to think about controlling rain and wind damage. So when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Redding. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment. All available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or preparing for erosion control, call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs, and keep your equipment running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Whether for sales, parts, or service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. 226-9226.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR 1460.com.
And we're back, and I'm here.
Elizabeth got snaked by Facebook.
Okay, I'm totally breaking up with Facebook. I saw two or three postings that it was time to change my clocks back, so you know what? I did. I'm breaking up with them. Am I ever going to live this one down?
Sure. It's Facebook. We'll just blame them. We love blame.
Man.
I was thinking it was just your classic oversleeping. See, that's what I would do.
Oh, I never oversleep.
You got ripped on daylight savings time. That's harsh.
I'm an early riser.
Oh.
Big time.
Wow. Sorry about that.
So, anyway, Facebook, you suck. But speaking of Facebook.
So all those people who think that they should have turned their clocks back, actually, you can still save yourself.
And not admit that you're susceptible.
I think you were getting outdated information because I believe it did used to be the last Sunday of October.
It was. It was always before Halloween.
I'm going to trace those idiots down.
No. Do it.
Hey, so speaking of Facebook, Stephen Greenhut posted a photograph yesterday, actually shared one that somebody else posted, and we're talking about police brutality. And there was a big issue in the Sacramento area, Roseville, where they had an escaped felon who shot two or three police officers and holed himself up in somebody's house. But there's a photograph of a CHP officer with an assault rifle, and he's pointing it literally in the face of a motorist driving through his own neighborhood on his way home.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a powerful photograph. I mean, the gun is in the guy's face.
Yeah, and that's kind of where we're headed. So obviously you were listening on your
I was. I was. Absolutely. I wanted to see if you were making fun of me. Oh, I was kind of disappointed that you didn't.
Oh, we were done with that. We did that at the beginning. Okay, so
didn't
Dave.
Didn't we like pass a civil rights law back in the 60s to stop that kind of thing?
Hey, what, making fun of people?
No, putting guns in people's face for no good reason.
Yeah, it was kind of
not in Boston.
Yeah,
back in Boston, right?
They're testing the waters.
It was okay. So, what's happening on the 13th? Because I keep hearing about that.
We are going to be experiencing. Of course, we may not feel anything if we're lucky. Something called Grid X2. And GridX 2 is the creation for the Center for Disaster Preparedness, although this could lead to diseases. DHS is implementing this drill. It's a two-day drill. And it incorporates all of North America. And I found that really interesting. In fact, I actually found the information on this on what's called SPP.gov, which is the old government euphemism for the North American Union that we signed ourselves into in 2005. A lot of people think that's dead in the water. I'm not so sure. But this GridX 2 drill is going to simulate an entire takedown of the power grid at one time. And here's why I'm concerned. And of course, you know, I'm a card-carrying member of the Tin Foil Hat Society. And this is how they did 9/11. The F-16s were grounded that could have shot down the planes that hit the Pentagon and the World Trade Center because they were told to ignore stray planes because the CIA was doing a drill of running planes into buildings. So that's why those planes made it to their targets on 9/11. And then we had the London bombings of 7/7, which bombs went off on trains, and they were practicing for that kind of eventuality at that exact same time in the exact same location. And then, of course, the Boston Marathon bombing, we know now from a lot of the witnesses, including two teachers that came out with this, that they were told by federal officials to get the hell out of the way because they were conducting a bomb detonation drill. And sure enough, a few minutes later at the finish line, as we know, the bombs went off. Well, I'm a little bit more than concerned that the power grid could be taken down. Now, if I were a betting man, I would say odds are certainly not 50%. But I am concerned because this follows the same schema as the three events that I just outlined. And to kind of add fuel to that fire, after I found out about GridX 2, because I know that the globalists like to put things out in the media, I don't know if it's the way they talk to each other or it's some kind of karma rule, they've got to warn us, I'm not sure what it is, but they have done this a lot. So I went and I checked out prepper shows, and I taped a lot of them, and I just watched the first 30 seconds to get the notion of what they were covering. And power grid takedowns were a prominent part of this. And this evening, on the National Geographic Channel, they're running a two-hour docudrama where the power grid goes down for 2 weeks and what happens to this family. So I don't know that really we're really going to look at the event truly happening in a false flag fashion, but let's just say that the wise person might have a few candles, some food, some water on hand, because this is also in a period, too, and I found this interesting. From the period of September 25th to November 13th, DHS and FEMA and the Center for Disaster Preparedness will have run 10 disaster drills overlaying each other, from cyber takedowns of the banks and so forth. We just completed that drill on this last Thursday. And why I'm concerned is I talk to my FEMA sources, and they tell me they've never seen drills closer together than 6 months apart because they're too expensive, too labor-intensive, and now we're looking at 10 drills at the same time.
Wow.
It makes me a little more than suspicious.
And so what do you think the reason, I mean?
Well, I think that Obama needs a false flag to stay in office.
Sure.
If you go back to May, he had 5 Watergate-type scandals surface in the mainstream media within a 10-day period. Remember the IRS spying on the Tea Party and harassing Tea Party members, spying on AP reporters, the Benghazi scandal surfaced again, of course the NSA revelations by Ed Snowden and so forth. 5 of these events, in my opinion, all more severe than what took down Richard Nixon, and it's in the mainstream media. And who controls the media? Well, the global elite, 5 corporations, except for a nice independent station such as yourself and my network. Most stations are controlled by these people, and to see this kind of revelation was stunning to me, but I think it was designed to get Barack Obama off dead center and get his military into the Middle East, and he has failed in that regard. So what could save a failing regime that is staring in the face of political scandal that could end the regime? Well, if you could declare martial law, you could stay in power a little bit longer. And by the way, I came across some documentation this week that said Obama is pursuing methods to stay in power for a third term, and they want to overturn the two-term prohibition. And I thought that was interesting. But I do think Obama would benefit from a false flag resulting in martial law, and what better way to do it than take down the power grid?
Sure, which kind of dovetails with somebody who sent me a text message the other day that a friend of theirs works up at Susanville Prison, and I guess they make a lot of signs up there, like one of their things.
Yeah.
They do, they make signs. So they were shipping out a giant truckload of signs that said martial law has been declared.
Ooh.
It's like, where were they sending them?
That's just not a rumor, Aaron.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't a rumor.
That have come to me through my show links from all over the country.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a rumor. I mean, her friend works at the prison.
Jeez.
And they just didn't know where they were being sent.
What's the name of that prison?
Susanville.
It's high Desert. It's High Desert State Prison.
Oh, high okay, forget it. It's in Susanville.
High Desert State Prison. I'm going to have to look into that one, too, but I find that to be really interesting because I have these stories stemming from all over the country. And I'll give you one that's kind of interesting, too. To enforce martial law, you need a complicit military and police force, and hence our discussion earlier about the federalization of the local police. But I'm not so sure the U.S. military is on board. Obama is purging them. He has fired 16 Navy commanders since the beginning of the year, and now he's working his way through the Marine Corps and the Army, and it's a slaughterhouse. And apparently, what I've been told by some of my military contacts is that he doesn't trust these people to do what he wants done should it come down to martial law, and I think he's right. So in that preparation that I talked about with the 10 FEMA drills, completed on October 1st was a drill involving 386,000 foreign troops in FEMA Region 3, which is essentially the Northeast, which incorporates Washington, D.C., in which they were training them for urban training, urban warfare, and how to speak English, conversational English. And it leads me to believe, with my tinfoil hat suspicious mind, that we could be looking at an occupation force. Now, that's not enough to garrison the entire country. My God, to do that in America, you'd need 6 million troops one for 50, and that's the normal garrison ratio that you read in the military history books. But I do think 386,000 foreign troops could do things like target certain areas for gun confiscation, rounding up a political dissidents, and so forth. And if you're someone who subscribes to the notion that there are indeed FEMA prisons, I think we've just learned maybe who our jailers are. But why would we be training 386,000 foreign troops? That makes no sense.
Yeah. Well, see, nothing makes, you know, anymore. Everything is possible. Nothing makes any sense. The crazier it is, the more likely it is to be happening.
Yep.
I mean, it's kind of, you know, I mean, we've always felt like people
Well, they say truth is stranger than fiction.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we've always, you know, people have always said, well, they're probably listening to our phone calls. We've all joked about it, you know, pretty much thinking it was probably true. And then, bingo, you know, it is true. I think that was a big revelation for people. You know, if they weren't affected by the IRS thing or any of that.
Well, and if you go back, you know, 30 years when we were kids and all the television shows that we used to watch and the movies and, you know, even the cartoons and the songs, I mean, everything sort of predicted this.
Hey, just look at Get Smart and the Shoe Phone.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know, the ringing in the theater, that was big laughs back then. You know, a phone ringing in the theater.
Sure.
How could that have happened?
Yeah.
And now it's like, you know, now they have a whole section. They're looking at, what is it, AMC theaters. They're looking at putting a whole section with darkened glass so people can go to the movies and text while they're at the movie without distracting the other people.
Jeez.
It's like, we've gone someplace totally stupid.
Yeah, we have.
Hey, so we better take a really quick break, and we'll be right back with you, finish up Top of the Hour with Dave Hodges, and then come back and bash the government for a whole nother hour. So don't sign
Our
off
favorite
now.
Hobby.
It's just getting good. Join us at wethepeopleradio.us for more info. Be right back.
That lurks within. Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, tell lies, and I've got proof.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Reading's new home for high school football.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
We took you up and we put you in the backseat.
Dominant
submission.
Radio Zapier.
From year to year, we looked up for the venture.
Dominant
submission.
Radio Zapier.
Dominant
submission.
We're back. Dominance. We're talking with Dave Hodges of The Common Sense Show.
What's up?
You're joining your hosts, Aaron Ryan, Elizabeth Woodward, and Bob Martin.
It's kind of funny in the chat room, Dave. We've got a variety of things happening in here. And
some of which actually have to do with the show.
Although we do digress, don't we? That's just what makes it fun, you know? The multitaskers, for non-multitaskers, don't get in the chat room. It'll be distracting for you. But somebody puts in here, I hope there's a system set up to allow known State of Jefferson believers and supporters to enter as reinforcements, because we are the last bastion of freedom up here. I'll tell you what. I had somebody else in here who said that most people are still asleep and think we're all nuts. But you know what? I don't think so. I think most people think that this is real.
Well, most people sense that something's not right. They may not be able to put their finger on it because they don't pay attention. They're not reading. They're not doing their homework. They're not investigating. But everyone senses that something's not right.
Yeah. What do you find, Dave, down where you are?
Well, you're exactly right. There is a general pervasive feeling of uneasiness and a mistrust for government. I mean, how else could you explain that the public, who's largely ignorant and a bunch of sheep, have a 9% disapproval rating for Congress? They know something's wrong. You know, Obama's ratings are plummeting, too, and he's desperate, and he's going to pull some desperate things. But the GridX2 drill that I just brought up to you, that's still in the category of what I would call speculative. You know, I wouldn't base my life right now on the lights going out, but let's just say I've taken a few extra little safeguards just in case, because it does follow that familiar false flag pattern we've seen so many times before. But what is not a false flag and what is real and what everyone should really be concerned about is something that I've written about on my website over the past week at thecommonsenseshow.com, and that has to do with banking. For the past year, the banks have been acquiring hard assets through Moore's mortgage fraud, for example. That's accelerating again, where they create duplicate notes, and I'm sure you've covered this on your show, and then they steal the property of people who might be current on their mortgage or, in some cases, have even paid off their homes. And I've had Dave Krieger on my show several times from Clouded Titles, who acts as a consultant for several state attorney generals around the country, conducts seminars for them, and he tells me that this is accelerating again, the gathering of hard assets. The Federal Reserve is printing $40 billion a month to purchase mortgage-backed securities, and now you have the Bank of International Settlements, and that's the central bankers' bank. So in other words, they're the boss of the Federal Reserve, the Bank of London, and so forth. And they've been telling banks, don't loan much money out. Get liquid. Gather hard assets because hard times are coming. And Goldman Sachs has issued a very similar kind of warning about a month ago. So they're gathering. It's kind of like squirrels gathering their nuts to hibernate for the winter. But what's really people should be concerned about is I think the banks are gathering hard assets so when the banking collapse comes, that they'll emerge from that in much better relative shape than everyone else or every other institution that is not prepared. The banks cannot help but fail. They are preparing to take our pensions. Jack Lew, who is the Treasury Secretary under Obama, has begun to borrow on federal treasure, or not federal treasure, but federal retirement accounts.
Oh, great.
Putin is doing the same thing at the tune of $7.6 billion in Russia. And that's because the debt that the governments have assumed on the behest of the bankers is the derivatives debt. And that's basically fake debt, but this fake debt was tied to serious underwriting by banks with hard assets. And that debt is estimated to be between $1 and $2 quadrillion. That is 16 to 32 times the entire sum total of the GDP of the entire planet. They could tax us at 100% of our salaries, and we still could never come close to paying this debt off. It's going to collapse the system, and this is why the banks are garnering hard assets. And these banks, which I call level two, the central banks and Wells Fargo and Bank of America under the Federal Reserve System are stealing money and preparing to steal even more money from their clients. MF Global was the first warning shot across the bow in that regard. The courts have even ruled that once you put your money in the bank, it belongs to the bank. That was a 7th District Court ruling in 2012, and nothing has overturned that. where this is headed is the banking system's going to collapse. The people that hold the derivatives debts within the banks have first priority to FDIC reimbursement, and that is what they call super priority listed under the bankruptcy laws of 2005.
Hold on.
I won't be jack squat. and let me explain to you how bad the FDIC
is,
what kind of condition they're in. They only have $25 billion, which represents 1.18%.
We have to come right back with Dave Hodges because the news is going to cut us off. So we'll be back in 5 minutes. Grab some coffee. Got a whole nother hour at We the People Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Americans unhappy with the Obama administration's surveillance practices gathered in protest on Capitol Hill yesterday. Craig Aaron is with the group Free Press.
We got to thank the whistleblowers. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't know what's being done in our name.
The demonstrators want a congressional investigation of the NSA. Elsewhere at SRNnews.com, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton holds a lead amongst likely Democratic voters for the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination.
Two recent polls of likely Democratic voters show that about 65% favor former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for the Democratic presidential nomination. Democratic consultant David Heller says Clinton has several advantages over her rivals.
Her donor base, her ground troops, her volunteer organization, her name recognition, her ability to put significant chunks of money together in a short period of time, nobody can compete with her.
Heller believes that Clinton's connection to Benghazi will not be a liability in 2016. Michael Carl, SRN News.
It's another bloody Sunday in Iraq. Insurgents unleashed a new wave of car bombs today that have killed at least 56 people and wounded dozens. The coordinated attacks hit Shiite neighborhoods in Baghdad and are a favorite tactic of al-Qaeda's local branch, though no one has claimed authority so far. It frequently targets civilians in markets, cafes, and commercial streets in Shiite areas. The goal is to undermine confidence in the government. Police are investigating the shooting deaths of five people and two dogs found at a Phoenix apartment complex. Sergeant Tommy Thompson says officers responded to a call yesterday morning. They found the four victims in one apartment, the alleged gunman in another. He was dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons announced today that Syria has completed its declaration, part of a strict timeline that aims to destroy its stockpiles by the middle of next year. The Hague-based group says such declarations by member states, quote, provide the basis on which plans are devised for a systematic, total, and verified destruction of declared chemical weapons and production facilities as well. A series of small bomb blasts have killed four people and injured dozens today near a park in eastern India, where tens of thousands of people had gathered to hear a speech by the main opposition party's prime ministerial candidate. Panic erupted briefly amongst those gathered in the park in Bihar State, capital of Patna, after at least five small blasts went off nearby. Police have detained one man for questioning, but they don't say if he's the suspect. This is SRN News. A Tennessee man is being held on six counts of criminal possession of a weapon after a loaded defaced rifle was found in his checked luggage at Kennedy International Airport.
Keenan Dragan was arrested Saturday morning as he prepared to board a flight to Charlotte, North Carolina. A police spokesman says that the 23-year-old Clarksville man also had high-capacity magazines, which are illegal in New York. Transportation Security Administration rules allow only unloaded weapons in checked luggage. The police spokesman says that the serial numbers on two rifles were defaced. He says that Dragan was also carrying two handguns in his checked luggage. Gordon Griffin, SRN News.
Hal Needham, a top Hollywood stuntman who turned to directing later in his career, has passed away. He's 82 years old. Needham directed rousing action films, including Smokey and the Bandit and A Cannonball Run. A former paratrooper, Needham appeared in thousands of TV episodes and hundreds of movies, performing all kinds of stunts. He says he broke 56 bones over his career. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, I think I do, Bob. You are joining We the People Radio. KCNR 1460 AM. We are in our second hour with your hosts Aaron Ryan, Elizabeth Woodward, and our musical prodigy Bob Martin, show producer, fantastic guy, all around.
On our time change?
Yes, this is not the time change, folks. I'm here
not
to tell
daylight
you.
Savings time.
I'm here to tell you.
Are your headphones okay now?
Yeah, don't listen to a word I say. Oh, that's a lot better, Bob. Thanks.
Okay. It's kind of funny you did spring back, spring forward.
Yeah,
all at
I
once,
know.
All in the same day. You're like a gymnast.
I'm feeling a little dizzy here.
Yeah, you're like a gymnast. That's awesome.
And I've broken up with Facebook, except that I like to read Dave Hodges' articles on Facebook. It has its purpose. If you're just tuning in, this show is all about limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. And if you think that politics don't apply to you, well, everything in your life falls under this umbrella. So you owe it to yourself and those that you care about to tune in and learn things that, well, you know, basically the powers that be are trying to hide from you. Go to wethepeopleradio.us, where Robert Exter does a fantastic job on our website each and every week, and you will find an individual link to send out far and wide of every show we've ever done. We've just passed the three-year mark. So we're with Dave Hodges, who is a regular contributor from the Common Sense Show.
Yeah, and just before Halloween, we thought we'd bring you a nice scary show, because, you know, hey.
Because he always scares us.
At least it didn't show my face, because I'd have to wear a mask to go out in public. But yeah. Anyway, it is the season. Halloween is this week.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, so we thought we should have a good episode of Scare the Crap Out of Your Radio.
Yeah, that was mine.
What do you call this? Scare the crap out of your radio?
Yeah, I coined that one.
Yeah, the old scare the crap out of you.
Well, I'm going to scare the crap out of people that think they can leave their money in the bank and be solvent. They can't.
Yeah, Aaron and I both were talking just after the break that we both, within the last couple of days, read the article that you wrote on how to extract your money from the bank legally.
Yeah, do that.
Well, yeah, when people realize that my analysis is correct, and I'm not saying that in an arrogant fashion. I mean, the facts support this quite clearly. We can't sustain this kind of debt before the banks begin to collapse. The way that you take your money out of the bank is to stay below the report requirements and don't retrieve your money on a regular and systematic basis. In other words, the banks are required to report to the IRS withdrawals of $10,000 or more cash, and if you stay, let's say, at 9,000 and you do 9,000 one week and 9,000 the next week and 9,000 the following week, you're guilty of a federal offense called structuring. That's $250,000 fine, and you could be looking at 5 years in jail. So you want to have your money taken out on an irregular basis, but you don't really have to even take that much money out. Start spending your money down on things you're going to need to do to survive. Start making your general purchases not with your credit card, but with your bank account. Use your debit card to make these large purchases. And that way you can begin to deplete your account naturally. People need to diversify their accounts. Of course, if you're trying to diversify overseas, good luck, because last week HSBC Bank and JP Morgan are limiting and making it very difficult for people to do wire transfers overseas, because some of the more aware Americans are seeing what's coming and they're trying to diversify overseas into what they think are safer havens, and the mega banks are moving to stop it. I expect Wells Fargo and B of A to follow in suit this week to these actions. with regard to taking your money out of the bank, These two banks I just mentioned, J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC, have placed cash withdrawal limits on how much you can take out at one time, and that's $50,000. And I do believe that money amount is going to even go lower. And in fact, the IMF is getting in on the action. They are preparing to take 10% of European account holders' money off the top. Now, they're calling it a tax. And I wrote an article that talked about how they repackaged the deal. They were just originally going to seize it. Now they're saying, well, we're going to take it mostly from the rich because, you know, the rich have more in the bank than you do as middle class. So don't panic. The rich are going to pay the bulk. Everyone gets 10% taken out. Well, that's a load of crap because the rich in this country, in Europe and around the world, go to places like the Cayman Islands. And these are legal tax dodge that each national tax enforcement agency like the IRS does not go after. But the trick is you have to have $30 to $50 million to open an account. And so this is how people like Jeffrey Immelt, and he had a GM, General Electric, and Warren Buffett, this is how they don't pay tax. Mm. And when they start taking the money off the top in this country, because what's good for Europe will usually come across the pond and be good for us, they're going to come and take our money. And this, again, level two banks, level two banking power in this planet are planning to steal as much of their customers' money and hard assets as possible before the crash. And let me explain the three-tiered system real quickly. At the top tier is the Bank of International Settlements and whatever powers lie beyond them. And they issue dictates to the central banks. The central banks are second tier. And in this country, there are five mega banks that fall under the second tier of banks. And then the third tier is your basic neighborhood branch that you go into, and your teller and your branch vice president and president that don't really understand what's going on. And right now, what we're seeing is a struggle for survival with the level two central banks in the world. The derivatives debt, which was basically no more than a Ponzi scheme, I'll sell you a cow for $100, you flip it tomorrow for $1 million, the next person flips it for $10 million, and every one of those transactions is backed up by the mega banks. And when that money game rolls up, the mega banks were left holding the bag, and this is where this huge debt came from. It's not real debt, but it's pulling down hard assets. These level two banks underwrote these derivative games because they couldn't resist the quick early profits they were getting, and now they're broke. And I believe it's a plot on the part of the Basel Bank of International Settlements to usher in a world currency by collapsing the world currency. And the level two banks are trying to stay one step ahead of the burning bridge by taking as much money as possible out of our accounts. Our pensions are going to be raided, and you can take that to the bank. If you look at the major publications that are controlned by people like Gannett Broadcasting, which is a globalist publishing house, they are running articles on exorbitant pensions almost every day. I see it here in the Arizona Republic in Phoenix. They're going to come after the pensions. They're coming after your bank accounts. And when they feel they've extracted everything they can extract, then they're going to take a deep breath. A lot of them are already leaving the country. And I'm talking about the heads of these major financial institutions are relocating overseas because I think they're afraid we're going to come gunning for them. And then the system is going to collapse.
And in that order.
And I know that the big question on everyone's mind is, when is this going to happen?
Impossible to predict. I've had conversations with people like Lindsay Williams, who used to be a pastor for the rich and famous, as we would call them, the New World Order. Lindsay says we don't have 18 months. He says it could happen as soon as 3 or 4 months from now. I've come on your show before, and I have told you that certain DHS, and in particular one FEMA family that I was close with, have relocated safety enclaves with similar-minded people from these agencies that are newly retired in anticipation of what's coming. And they do talk about power grid takedowns. They do talk about banking collapses. So this is not an isolated belief from Dave Hodges. I've been inundated with this information over the past 15 months.
And because
I don't know when it's going to happen.
There are plenty of people that are in the trenches that are seeing all the signs.
Yeah, it's here. It's here. It's right now. And the FDIC is not your friend. Don't believe the BS that's out there, or should I say the BIS that's out there, that they're going to reimburse you when you lose your money. If people go look at the Federal Bankruptcy Act of 2005, the people holding the derivatives debt have what's called quote-unquote super priority. You are at the bottom of the list if you're listening to this transmission this morning. You will not get your money out of the bank when the crash comes. You will not be reimbursed. You could be given pennies back on the dollar to restart the economy under a global currency.
That's the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that really is the kicker. So, so all the things that you listed about, you ought to talk to people a little bit about the idea of taking money out. What is it? $9,000. What those people do, like $9,000 and $9,000.
In the reports that are filed by the bank, there's an SAR and what is the other one?
Oh, a CTR cash transaction report.
Yeah, talk about the reports that the banks are required to file on you, unbeknownst to you.
They fall into two broad categories, and you just mentioned both of them. The CTRs, or cash transaction reports, are what gets filed when you take out $10,000 at any one time or inside any 30-day period. So that's a problem for people because then they're on the IRS watch list. And they like to use the excuse that, gee, if you're dealing in cash, you must be a drug dealer. And I'll tell you, this is a dangerous time to hang on to a lot of cash, too, because if you're pulled over by the police, there's this little thing out there, but it's actually being questioned in the Supreme Court this week. It's called civilian asset forfeiture. The police can pull you over on the street, or the feds can come to your house and find massive amounts of cash, and you don't even have to be charged with a crime. They can take it under the suspicion that you are a drug dealer or you are money laundering.
Right.
And I've written stories about that on my website, at thecommonsenseshow.com, about civilian asset forfeiture. That's a risk. I don't recommend people store lots of cash at their house under their mattress. They need to convert this into things that they're going to be able to use to survive the transition period between the status quo that we have now and what's often referred to as the New World Order. There is going to be hell to pay. We're going to have riots in the streets. This is why you have NORTHCOM, which is a division of the U.S. military that's been training for riot control in urban areas since the 1990s. That's why we have foreign troops being trained in the same thing and being taught how to speak English. And some of those foreign troops are now Russian troops, and they're in places like Colorado Springs, Victorville, California. I could go on and on with this, but we're inundated with foreign troops, and it's for the purposes of installing martial law that's going to be part and parcel, I believe, to a banking collapse.
Now, for people to think they can get around the $10,000 threshold, talk about structuring.
Well,
the misconceptions.
The structuring laws, and I have examples of that in the article. I gave three examples of structuring. But structuring essentially is if you go in a regular pattern and you're withdrawing close to the $10,000 amount. And I don't know what the trigger is. The IRS won't release that information, but I've had bank officials tell me that it's over $5,000. So if you're taking out, let's say, $6,000 on a regular basis, that's going to trigger what they call an SAR, a suspicious activity report, and they're going to view that as possible structuring. Now, you know what the IRS can do to you if they suspect you're not paying your taxes. They could effectively shut you down and take all your property. Well, they can do the same thing with these CTRs and these SAR reports. They have the same draconian enforcement mechanisms. So what I tell people, if you want to basically take your account down, first of all, diversify, because all the banks, I don't believe, are going to crash at one time unless they're taken down in the midst of the grid X drill, and that's a possibility. I don't think that's going to happen, but I do look for the bank failures to be staggered. So the more diversified you are, the better you are. The second thing, as I just said earlier, buy things you're going to need to survive. Also, I would buy silver, not gold, because history shows us that when you have basically dictator powers at work in a country like we did during the Depression under Franklin Roosevelt, what did he do with gold? He made it illegal to possess it, and you could go to prison for doing so. So I think silver is a much safer bet. In fact, really one of the most innocuous things that you can go after right now would be pre-1965 silver dimes and quarters. They've held their value. Actually, they're increasing in value. And they're really not that suspicious. They're not silver bullion. The government's not likely to move and act against them legislatively. So I think that's one of the safest things that people could do if they're taking their money out of the bank.
Otherwise known as junk silver.
Yeah, exactly. If you can pay down the mortgage on your house, do it now.
one of the things I suspect, and I want to just emphasize this is only a suspicion, but I suspect that if the banks, when the banks do crash and people are left holding the bag and they don't have a job to go to, that they'll be allowed to stay in their homes, but they'll turn into feudalism type of renters. And the banks would benefit from a crash in that regard because they hold the note and they get to retain whatever value would be on the other side of the crash. So I tell people, don't give them that opportunity. If there's any way you can pay down your mortgage, pay off your car loan, do it now so you can hang on to those assets after the crash.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about renters, huh, Dave? We should talk about those folks.
Feudalism.
Because where are they? Perfect, perfect sound effect there, Bob. We'll be right back with We the People Radio here at KCNR 1460 AM.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, we welcome Heidi Hall, the Democratic challenger to Congressman Doug LaMalfa for this year's election for Congress. Let's find out Heidi's stances on Obamacare, the Second Amendment, the economy. Find out what she would do differently than Congressman LaMalfa. All of this on Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
And I heard of Stranger Things, yeah. Barney Frank.
I was just thinking that's probably what he's wearing this Halloween, huh?
Yeah, he probably is. Hey, so we were chatting off air again, and, you know, there's rumors going around that food stamp benefits are going to be reduced as of November 1st.
That's not a rumor.
Okay. And so
you guys are right on the money.
What do we anticipate the reaction to be?
And what's causing it?
I think it's a beta test.
Yeah.
That's they did a mini beta test when they took it down for 2 hours. Yep. And look how crazy people got.
Yep.
And I think that this time they're looking at a more permanent situation, and they're going to monitor, you know, how the civil disobedience is going to manifest itself. You have to understand that the people that are trying to enslave us have never been here before, and they can do all the psychological profiling they want until they actually field test some of these things. They don't really know how the people are going to react and what kind of furor. I think that they're going to have their hands full by the end of the first week into the middle of the month when they reduce these payments. Now, I've heard that the reduction, and this is where the cloudiness comes in, is anywhere between $40 to $50 a month. And that doesn't sound like a lot of money to people who are gainfully employed. But if you're living, you know, month to month and scrimping and saving and living on potato chips and bologna, that's a lot of money.
Well, and
people
addition,
are going to get desperate.
And it's the mindset of those that are receiving the food stamps. A lot of them have that entitlement mindset. How dare someone take away their money?
Well, we've created, what do you have, 200 million potential adult workers in this country, and 101 million Americans are on some type of public assistance. So we've created a nation of sheep that are dependent upon the country, and, of course, they love their Obama phones.
Well, and then you have a whole segment of people, You look at all of our veterans. Something I've been dealing with a lot. You have a ton of veterans, and their claims are all being jammed up, delayed.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go into all of it, but bottom line is there's a reason that a lot of our disabled veterans are homeless, and it isn't because they're bad planners.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they
I agree.
It's they went into the military, and they it's not even the administration. It's the bureaucrats. So the more we give over to the bureaucrats, the more likely we are to have corruption in the bureaucracy. A lot of those folks are being incentivized. The Oakland Center is incentivized to not pay claims. It's a payout savings incentive. So by not paying out,
they get bonuses.
They save money. That bonus translate or that savings translates into a bonus or an incentive.
Well, a lot of the good people up in your area know this lesson all too well.
Exactly.
Whenever you arm bureaucrats with the power to make their own law, you're going to get horrific abuses, just like you're seeing with the land rights in your area. And it's no different for the Veterans Administration or any other government entity that's been basically given the power of administrative law.
Yeah. You know, I had people asking me the other night about something that the Forest Service was doing. They said, well, when did Congress pass that? And I said, you know, it's a policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
it's not legislation.
It's tough. I mean, we literally need, it's almost like we've entered, you know, it'd be like entering the workforce with a first grade education.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be qualified to do your job. Well, in a lot of cases, we're woefully underqualified as citizens to deal with our government because we don't have the education on the ins and the outs of how it operates.
And there are no rules.
And that's
so
a toughie.
That's a problem.
And even if there are, we don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, the bulk of us, we don't know that stuff. We know it's not right, but we don't know how the bureaucracy operates, so we're kind of underqualified to take it apart. Not saying that we can't figure it out, but we've got a ways to go,
mm-hmm.
and we have to recognize that. You know, this isn't something where our elected officials can go wave a magic wand. It's really popular to say, well, we just need to dump out all the elected officials and go get new ones. Well, at the end of the day, they don't appoint the bureaucrats either, and they're not in charge of them. So that's a tricky deal, you know.
I felt a lot safer when the government was shut down.
That was an interesting little experiment, mm-hmm. because most people, unless, of course, the view of Mount Rushmore was being impeded, mm-hmm. you know, they didn't miss the bureaucrats.
Well, nobody's daily lives changed.
Not really. It was a little bit like the sequester.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it didn't have the stinging, ringing effect.
A pseudo shutdown.
Totally. Okay, so we have Terry on the line who wanted to ask a question or something or make a comment. Terry?
Yeah, is this scare the crap out of your radio?
It is. It is. And you're using up valuable time. Talk faster.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I have a question for Dave.
Fire.
Okay, the question is, what about if you're coming into some money you want to gift that to your kids or your grandkids? I think the limit's $15,000 per person. How would that work in gifting that money so that they can do some of the things Dave was talking about?
Uh-huh. So I'm not a broker, but I'll tell you how I look at this. You can go right up to the $15,000 limit. And I don't believe that's covered by the CTRs or the SARs because there is a report requirement that's attached to that. And so you've satisfied the government regulation.
Okay, so if you give something, say, to a granddaughter, grandson, kids, whatever, then in gifting it to them and that becomes their money, I know that that's something they don't have to declare. As far as taxes go, can't they utilize that for the assets you were talking about getting?
Absolutely.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Terry, I thought you were going to call and goof off.
I was, but I mean, you know, I'm drinking a cup of coffee here trying to calm my nerves after listening this morning. And
you know what to expect.
Great program, guys.
Bye.
We're all running to the store to stock up on water and flashlight batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me give you two other facts here if people doubt the veracity and the severity of what I'm talking about this morning. The derivatives debt, and this is well publicized and I have links to it in my articles, for J.P. Morgan is now estimated at $80 trillion. That's just for one bank. B of A weighs in at $79 trillion. That's almost $160 trillion of derivatives debt held by only two banking institutions in this country. How could our banking system not be on the verge of collapse with these kinds of numbers?
Right. So, you know, I'm reading a little article here out of the LA Times, and it's about the vehicle miles travel tax that our federal government is trying to implement. And so they're talking about a way to tax citizens on every mile that they drive. And this is something that they're trying to find a solution for. They're trying to find a way to make it happen. And so obviously it's down the road a bit. But it's interesting to me to think that they're thinking that far ahead when the chances are the system's going to collapse before that happens.
They're not thinking that far ahead. This almost passed the Texas state legislature, and I might be slightly off in the year, 2005, 2006, in that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
It missed passing the Texas state legislature by one vote. And what they were going to do was put a little microchip in the driver's registration, the car registration, that you're required to keep in. And it would also catch you if you were speeding, and it would report the miles driven to your insurance company. But more importantly, it would be a VMT, vehicle mileage mm-hmm. tax. And so this was almost reality, you know, a few years back in Texas. That technology is here right now today, and it wouldn't take much to roll this out.
It's just interesting that, because I think to myself, when this monetary system collapses, who's going to be driving anyway? I mean, this is going to be such a moot point. Who's going to care?
I don't know how bad it's going to get. I mean, you have the, Mad Max from Thunderdome scenarios that are out there. I don't know if it's going to get to that level. It could. I will tell you this, if the power grid goes down entirely, I've read Naval War College estimates. In fact, actually, Congressman Trent Franks, I went to a town hall meeting, and he showed a video about this. And the projected casualty rate after 2 years of the power grid being taken down by an EMP burst from two nuclear weapons detonated above mid-continent United States, the death rate would be 90% of the people within 2 years. And that's out of the Naval War College. And Congressman Franks was trying to drum up local support for some of his defense authorization bills, and this is why he showed that video. I think the study is maybe a little overblown. I don't think we'd reach a 90% factor myself, because I think people would begin to band together if it got that bad, share resources, and we'd enhance survivability once the fighting calmed down. But I think the early days of those kinds of events would be horrific, and there'd be nowhere in this country that you'd be safe.
Well, on that happy note, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a caller who is waiting on the line to ask you a question. So we're headed into the last half hour here. We're well into it. So if you want to give us a call, it's 530-605-4567. Do it quick so we can fit it all in. Be right back. Something evil's lurking in the dark.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday,
have fun with us.
We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
Hey, folks, Nate Abarea here for Muse Concrete. Since 1982, Muse Concrete Contractors has consistently delivered a product and service exceeding industry standards. In the local community and construction industry, we stand by 2 words, quality and integrity. Muse Concrete is also a proud supporter of Shasta County High School Athletics, helping to build stadiums in the local area and helping to bring high school football back to your airwaves here on KCNR 1460. Give us a call at 226-5151 or check us out online, museconcrete.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 women will be assaulted sometime in their life and that college-age women are 4 times more likely to be assaulted? Enter Damsel in Defense. Damsel in Defense has a fun and sassy line of personal safety products like stun guns, pepper sprays, and personal alarms designed for women. To see the Damsel in Defense products, to have a home personal safety party of your own, or to start your own damsel career, call Elizabeth at 530-605-7501.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
When I'm in the shower, I'm afraid to wash my hair. Cause I might open my eyes and find someone standing there. People say I'm crazy, just a little touched. But maybe showers remind me of psycho mama. That's why I always feel like...
And we're back. The music is very apropos.
The NSA theme song.
That's right. So we've got Henry on the line. Henry, you've got a question for Dave Hodges. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go for it.
Oh, I'm on?
You're on.
Okay, I have a question. Well, first I'd like to say that I agree with that gentleman 105% about an economic collapse coming. This has been coming for a number of years, and it's coming to a head. It's accelerating extremely fast right now. I think my question is this, that with the statement I'm making, there's power in numbers. Wouldn't it be wise for, the Tea Party to consolidate with one mindset and then go after bureaucrats and politicians in the courts and file lawsuits against these people for whatever you can find that they do? And a lot of people are not aware of the fact that if there's malice involved or ignorance involved, they are not covered by sovereign immunity. They have to pay their own defense. And I think that this alone would straighten a whole lot of this mess out. I'd like to have your comment on that.
Well, if we still live by the rule of law, I would agree with you. But as we're increasingly seeing, the courts are corrupted as well. I mean, what kind of court, like the 7th District Court in Illinois, would say when you put your money into the bank, it belongs to the bank and they can do whatever they want? So we're really playing in a game right now that has no rules. I don't think that this is, I think it's actually a very good idea to try this.
Well,
and some of these lawsuits may succeed,
true.
Like some of the MERS mortgage fraud lawsuits in various states have met with success. But I think as a universal strategy and hoping to stem the tide of this criminality, I don't know that it can happen in sufficient numbers to really turn this around.
And Henry, you need to turn your radio down when you're talking. We're getting some playback.
Yeah, we've got three people on, and one of them is 7 seconds delayed.
So there's two Henrys and a Dave.
What I'd like to do, what I'd like to see, as would, I have a cousin in Texas that's attempting to do the same thing, is consolidate the tea parties because there's strength in numbers. And instead of having five or six minor tea parties, have one large tea party and then include that into a state tea party.
Well,
then you have 100,000 or a million people with one voice.
And that's basically how it works now. It's just the mechanics of, like in this area. You know, there's a group in Redding, one in Red Bluff, one in Shingletown, Mount Shasta. You've got all these.
Well, I understand there's two or three around Redding.
Yeah, and that's people's choice. I mean, there's really only one of any size, but, you know, people want to.
They all should get together so they've got a voice.
They've always got that option. There's no membership, so anybody
up. And what we really need to do is consolidate the Republican Party and get them back on the same page.
Well, I'm not sure that's possible. We got so much corruption in the Republican Party right now and a bunch of wimps that I'm not sure that can be done.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, the good part is that the reason we're having all that is that we actually still get to make our own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we still have the freedom to do that.
Well, why don't you members of the Tea Party approach the other members of the Tea Party and validate that?
Well, you know what? The door is always open and everybody knows that. So,
let me weigh in on this. The Tea Party is an extremely valuable organization, both across the nation and individual chapters. And this is why the Obama administration is going out of their way to target them, like they did with the IRS spying scandal on them. But I think this is even bigger than the Tea Parties. The Tea Party serves a great purpose of coalescing power through bringing people to a level of awareness. And I don't think there's a better organization in this country than the Tea Parties. But I think ultimately what's going to have to turn this around, and everyone's going to be uncomfortable with what I say.
I'm uncomfortable
with it because I am too old to fight and too fat to run. But if we do not get the military to take Obama out. If Congress doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to impeach this monster and get rid of the communists that are ruining this country, and I do mean communists, and if they won't do it, the military has to do it for them. And that's probably the most radical thing that I have ever said on a talk show. But I don't see us using the system to systematically turn back the tide. We're under attack from too many directions. Aaron, I think you told me that just the good people in your area, in Northern California, are under attack from 9 federal agencies.
No,
this is a blitzkrieg tactic that we're being hit with. We're being hit in so many different directions by so many different federal agencies that we can't keep up with all the ways that we're being attacked. You know, my wife asked me one time, are you ever going to run out of things to write on your website? And I said, I could have 82-hour days, and I wouldn't run out of things to write about. And so I think it's going to take a military intervention. This is why Obama's cleaning house with the military, because he is worried about a coup, and he should be.
Well, you also have some other factors in there, too. But, yeah, it's hard to know. Is it because of... there's one thing I'd bring up on some of the military stuff is the massive amount of military sexual trauma. You know, something people don't like to talk about. They don't like to admit it happens in the military, but it happens more frequently than people might know. And a lot of that has been covered up for many, many years by the people that are now in upper positions. So some of those people are being rolled out correctly, but does that also play into the hands of, you know, let's get some guys who will play ball at the top? Sure. You've got kind of two things happening at the same time. I can see a legitimate reason, but I can also see a scary reason. Hard to know which is which.
Let me give you two examples. First of all, we're rolling through commanders like I put on socks in Afghanistan.
Sure. Yeah, there's that.
And that's because
weird.
The rules engagement are ridiculous. We're designed to fail in Afghanistan. We're only there, to protect the poppy shipments. And that's my humble opinion, but it's shared by many others of like mind. But if you look at General Hamm, the former commander of AFRICOM, and a guy named Admiral Guyette, who's former Carrier Task Force 3 commander, they were both drummed out of the service by Obama and Panetta at the same time. And what was their crime? They were disobeying orders in an attempt to launch a rescue mission to save Ambassador Stevens. And what's interesting, and this is how the media lies, now the government lies, I know for a fact that Guyette was held under house arrest at Bremerton, Washington from September until March of this year, and then he was let go from the service. And I don't know what they threatened him with, but he willingly left under the premise that he was racially abusive as a commander. You don't get to a carrier task force commander level and not know how to deal with minorities. That is such a crock of crap. And right there, we saw the beginnings of a mutiny against presidential policy with Ambassador Stevens. You have two senior command officers in a potential theater of war. The second and the third leading commanders in that region were taken down by this president for disobeying him. The military is a lot closer to a coup than people realize. And I'm getting that on the inside, too, from people who say that DHS is worried about a coup because they don't want to be tried as war criminals.
Well, that's a good thing for them to worry about, considering.
Well, they should be
considering some of the crap they're up to.
I mean, when you first heard the name Homeland Security, who didn't think of Nazi Germany?
Yeah, who didn't? Mm-hmm. Who didn't do a little goose step under their desk? We need to take a really quick break, and wanted to thank Henry for the call.
Thank you.
We're having some trouble with the sound this morning, so sorry, Henry. I know that Dave couldn't hear you, and I don't know if you could hear him, but he couldn't hear you. So, anyway, sorry about that. I know we had a little bit of a botched ending there,
but it was a great call.
Thank you very much for calling. We'll be right back here at We the People. You are listening to us on KCNR 1460 AM.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
She believes in Robin Hood and Brotherhood and colors of green and gray. And all you can do is laugh at her. Doesn't anybody know how to pray?
You, Dave.
We're back.
Oh, Arizona, take off your tinfoil hat.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it.
Thanks for that, Bob.
My pleasure.
You know, can I say a couple of things? Because you asked me about structuring earlier, and there's a couple of things I want to dovetail on that, because I want people to be armed for what's coming. And if I can say something that will help somebody get through the storm that's coming, I'll feel a whole lot better about myself. One of the things that people really need to do is to grow a garden. And I know it sounds very simplistic, and if you're in a cold weather area in the winter, you say, I can't do that. Yeah, you can. In fact, my friend Barb Peterson, who lives in Southern Oregon, and you should really have her on. She's been all over the map on Oprah, coast to coast, with these ideas of how to do inside home gardening. Have your own food supply. Make sure you have plenty of water with the water purification tablets, and get a filter so you can filter water from streams and from swimming pools and lakes and so forth. And the other thing I am telling people to do, and we're really trying to do this in the Hodges household, I'm trying to get out of the globalist capitalist system as much as possible. We try to patronize restaurants that are locally owned. We don't do it all the time, but we try to do it most of the time. Pay cash for everything. You know, don't go to the box stores like Kmart, Walmart, and all the other slave mart stores. You know, support your local merchants as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And this will help actually lessen the influence that the globalist internationalists, these mega multinational corporations, have over our lives. We can fight back. And sometimes communities listen. I was about 7-8 years ago, I actually gave testimony to the Wickenburg City Council, where I actually started my radio career. And I told them, do not let Walmart come up here. Walmart comes up here, they'll drive out all your businesses by mm-hmm. underselling them. And then within 5 years, you'll be paying a lot more for everything. And they listened.
Good.
And there's things we can do to really counteract, you know, some of what's coming.
Hey, and
preparation. And also, too, I would tell people to get their spiritual house in order.
Mm-hmm.
Because faith can move mountains, and I'm sorry to go religious on you, but it is Sunday morning.
Don't apologize. We like religious.
And I really believe that faith can sustain us through any amount of times, and collective faith together can truly move mountains. And if we become of like mind, mm-hmm. we could turn this back. I don't know that we have the spiritual wherewithal as a country to do that any longer, but you can certainly do it on an individual basis.
And Dave, real quickly, we've got a call, caller on the line. Nicole, you've only got about 3 minutes. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hello?
Good morning. You're on.
Yes. I would like to know what month they said that renters might not be able to see I'm on Social Security. So I'm wondering what month he was talking about, this year or next year.
Could you guys repeat that question? I couldn't make it out.
Absolutely. We're having a little sound slide. Nicole, is it okay if we take your answer off the air?
Yes.
Okay, because he won't be able to hear you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thanks, Nicole. Glad you're listening. Hey, Dave, she wanted to know what month you were talking about. She's on Social Security, and she's a renter.
Well, with Social Security, you're kind of stuck because they make you take direct deposit. And I do believe one of the things we're going to see in here before we see the banking collapse is the IMF taxing every transaction in banks. There's been two bills in Congress that have failed in 2010 and 2011 to that effect. So I'm sorry, but Social Security recipients are going to be in some trouble. And I hope that they can partner with other people, family members perhaps, and find other ways to financially support themselves, because when the collapse does happen, you might see soup lines and bread lines, but I don't know that you're going to see Social Security checks.
Okay, she was specifically
wanted to hear.
She was specifically wondering about the month you referred to as far as when renters would have an issue paying their rent.
Yeah, the timeline. We're talking November this year.
I don't have a timeline.
Right, but we were talking about the grid and all that sort of thing is November.
Well, if the grid X drill ends up being a false flag event, and I place that at significantly below 50% possibility, well, that's November 13th.
Yeah, this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a this year. And this is kind of the final drill of the 10 major drills that they've gone through since September 25th.
Is there
that's, to me, kind of interesting and telling, and the media is making a big deal about this, and you're going to see more and more. In fact, you know the show Revolution that's so popular on NBC?
Yes, I watch it all the time.
Well, what started the whole thing? Well, a power grid takedown.
Yep. Electricity just died.
Exactly.
So you've got more information about this on your website, right?
I do.
TheCommonSenseShow.com.
I've written 5 articles on banking in the past 8 or 9 days. And I would invite people to go up there and look at it. I give detailed advice on what to do with your money, how to personally prepare. And that's at www.thecommonsenseshow.com. And I always invite comments and people that have their own ideas. I'd certainly like to hear from you because I'm looking to expand my knowledge base as well.
Well, I think that's a great idea because, you know, at the end of the day, let's face it. So for all those people who've been listening just because it's kind of like, you know, watching a car accident, I guess, you know, you do drive, you know, people drive slow past the accident
scene.
Help even if it's just dead flares on the ground, you know, that's all that's left. You know, and you're thinking, well, this is all ridiculous. This isn't happening. Okay. Let's say it doesn't happen. Great. It's not like we're excited for it. I mean, we don't want it to happen.
It's already started happening. MF Global collapsed to the tune of $1.2 billion and 30,000 investors, including Gerald Celente, were left holding the bag.
And if nothing else, you get prepared. Regardless, be prepared. Always be prepared. It just should be a way of life.
Sure. And at the end of the day, if it doesn't happen, great. But you know what? There are a lot of parts of this that people said, you know, you never know. There are a lot of moving parts. Always the moving parts. So we may get out of it. But boy, don't you wonder what those people thought in all the countries where these things have happened over history. And you look back and it's like, what were they doing? Were they just on their way to work and all of a sudden the thing melted down? And they thought, dang, I guess they were right.
Yeah. And, so, you know, it's happened before, like Aaron said, in many countries. And, you know, we're not on another planet in America. We're just an ocean away. Why you think it wouldn't happen here is beyond me.
Exactly. Well, for myself, I don't need to go through a paradigm shift because my father, grandmother came here from Germany. And they escaped the inevitable there. They saw what was coming, and they weren't even Jewish.
And the problem is,
they saw what was coming and didn't want to be a part of it.
And where do we escape to?
I grew up hearing about oppression.
Yeah, and where do we escape to?
Yeah, we're the escape location.
Yeah, we're it. As Ronald Reagan said, the last free stand on earth.
Well, there are a lot of Americans that are leaving. Expatriation rates, particularly among the upper middle class, have increased fourfold this year.
They know.
Yeah, and that's nutty. I say stay and fight with your neighbors, you know. Meet your neighbors if you don't know them already. And
well, form alliances. You are so correct on that. You must form alliances just for self-protection purposes.
Yeah, and you know, and the other thing, too, is if people know that they're standing with people that think like they do,
right?
Find the folks who think like you do.
Yeah, don't worry about trying to change anybody else's mind. I think we're a little late in the game for that.
Yeah, we don't have time for that. Exactly. But thank you, Dave, for being on
with
us.
We love you.
We're in the last
My pleasure coming on the great state of Jefferson.
Yeah.
I wish everybody luck up there. They're going to need it.
Yeah, we're going to have you back really soon.
Okay, sounds great.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Thanks, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a happy Halloween.
Thanks for tuning in to We the People Radio.
And it's not daily savings time.
Yeah. Don't listen to me. And break up with Facebook.
Get away from Facebook.
Okay, actually, it is still daylight savings time.
Yeah, but not the part where you change your clock.
But soon it won't be.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, Aaron. Don Shulman is next here at KCNR Shasta Redding. Let's roll, America. The good Lord's on our side. When the cry went
out. With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Obama's health secretary on the hot seat this week as House Republicans will get a chance to question her about the troubled rollout of Obamacare. The GOP-run House Energy and Commerce Committee hears from Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius Wednesday. Meanwhile, some Republicans are saying the botched startup was virtually inevitable.
This is an incompetent rollout, but it's symptomatic of a liberal ideology that believes government should be running our health care. So I think this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal on Fox News. Elsewhere at SRNnews.com, there's a growing list of U.S. allies that are upset with the Obama administration's surveillance activities. For that, we turn to SRN's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Germany is the latest foreign partner to express outrage over American spying. In response to allegations that the NSA monitored Chancellor Merkel's cell phone, Germany's intelligence chiefs are coming to